Yeah, yeah, be 2017, 2018. Yes. I think you know, yeah, ban, Ghana.
Yes.
I see, I should have been saying, say, yeah, no, could see saying. It's just so many free mobile. Into me, and cafe, no more canoe. But in every situation, you know, there are pros and cons. Until we have to examine both sides of the coin and take a decision that will help the country.
Do you believe Omoa Ekase in a situation like this, a crisis level, no? You have to obiyanfan infidi enguho, and then we can have a conversation and see the way forward. Oji ano tum.
We've done it before, so we have to go back and check what was the results, and that's why I said it requires a holistic examination.
Honorable, what's the position of government on mining in forest reserves? CCR, my position on forest reserves, eh, then?
No, I want to be brave. My sister, I want to be brave. I can't want to say, but I want to say, so they decline. Small scale mining is not permitted in forest reserves. Small scale mining by law is outlawed in forest reserves. They are with my own forest reserve, eh, large scale mining. Ultimately, small scale mining on forest reserves.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as I went to mania prospecting our forest reserve, as far back as April 2017, and I'm a banning prospecting in forest reserve. And so me obi or forest reserve knows where prospecting are. It yamra. A jury say minister now exemption.
Mm-hmm.
And now obi or forest reserve knows where small scale mining are and no switch yamra. Now last key mining no crown to say Chirano. And now Newmont, oh, my year last key mining of forest reserve. Yeah, the money protocols, the being ding at home. Ah, say, oh, say, quiet bear 1 hectare. I say, would you quiet bear 3, 4, 5 hectares in place of it? And so, your reclamation, and say, oh, your revegetation. And see, a mother home. And see, if you say, Obikase, Sebi, Obikase, Yem banish Mosky mining of forest reserve. It is banned already. It's outlawed already. Small scale mining is not permitted in forest reserves. And so our focus has always been on raiding our forest reserves of illegal small scale mining. And the Forestry Commission has been on that vigorously for the past years and continues to do so to date.
And that is to say, sir, Omoa AM mining, legal mining in forest reserves, yani a large scale mining.
Yes, it should be. Cannot be small scale. If it's small scale, then it's illegal.
And in this, in Mufight since 2017, no, you've been dealing with small scale miners in forest reserves and so.
Exactly. Nothing we see actually excavators of forest reserves be but only.
Yeah, but the MMB Busa San said when you declared red zone in forest reserves, no, that also affected large scale miners, no?
No, it doesn't. The law doesn't permit small-scale mining in forest reserves. The law permits large-scale mining in forest reserves, such as Newmont. Newmont.
Yes.
For example, Newmont is going to have a mine in Ahafo. The investment alone is about $1.2 billion. $1.2 billion. And Newmont has one of the best environmental records. If you go and see the level of reclamation and revegetation, forest omujatohono. The forest normally is turns out to be ultimately in better shape than even the forest they met. It is denser, it is more planted, it is more populated than the forest they met. So that has never been the problem. The problem has never been large-scale mining in forest. The large-scale mining in forest, you can count them on your fingertips. The problem has been small-scale mining in forest reserve, which is not permitted by law, and therefore which is illegal small-scale mining, which is commonly referred to as galamsey. Then river bodies, there's mining is not permitted on river bodies, so that also is outlawed. And the focus has been on rooting those activities out.
But then because I like the example of Newmont and other multinational companies, what it means is for local Ghanaian companies, they were forest reserves, they're illegal.
Actually, so we are large scale, and you've been given the proper licenses, and you've been given forest entry permit, and you are following all the environmental protocols.
But are there local Ghanaian companies doing large scale?
Yeah, there are Ghanaian companies doing large scale mining, but not many. because the protocols are strict.
Yeah, but for now, so Mitie Erastos and Haridonko report, it seems all our forest reserves, major ones, then you now have been ravaged, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, that's not the report I have. Yes, we still have problems. There's no two ways about that. There we have challenges in forest reserves. Every now and again, people attack forest reserves. People invade forest reserves, and they want to engage in small scale mining in forest. That is not in doubt. But I wouldn't accept the suggestion that all our forest reserves have been invaded. That's not the report I have from Forestry Commission. The Forestry Commission actually has categorized our forest reserves into green, yellow, and red. Green are the places they have full control, which they can reasonably come to the conclusion that not much illegalities are taking place in those forest reserves. Yellow are those that are really, and I think on Saturday or so, the Chief Executive Officer of the Forest Commission is coming on his file. He will give you all the presentation and the maps and where they have difficulties which they are dealing with or challenges which they are dealing with. By and large, we've cleaned up the forest reserve to a very large extent. Not conclusively. I will be the last person to say that we don't have challenges, we don't have difficulties, and people are still not persisting and persevering to mine in our forest reserves. I'll be the last person to say so. The most important thing is to continue with the efforts and persist with the efforts we are making.
Honorable, sorry to put you on the spot, but say, who are numbers be behind the story? Forest reserves are you saying, they are safe, small scale miners are invading any other. Do you have
as I say, the CEO of Forest Commission, we can provide you with that information. You can easily access it. Forest Commission has it. I think they have 328 forest reserves in Ghana or so, and they've done the categorization very clearly.
Oh, okay.
And I want to repeat, it's not to suggest that people are not persisting on mining in forest reserves. You will know that, you know, the orthodox thinking or the anecdotal thinking is that colonial masters normally put forest reserves at places which they found to be highly mineralized.
Yes.
Because they didn't want people to go and mine the minerals only when they decide that you should be allowed to mine. And so a lot of our forest reserves are highly mineralized. And therefore, it becomes an incentive or it becomes attractive for people to try and mine in those forest reserves. But our duty and our responsibility is to stop that. And that's exactly what we're trying to do.
Honorable, finally, Mekaise, Moody speedboats be by to help the fight on river bodies. What emphasis here?
It's with the Ghana Navy. And no, yeah, challenge. That has always been the challenge. How to patrol the river bodies. When you say Operation Horse, they be an surgical operation. I'm okay, no more free on them. Now, so most few are the way with all us in the boats, as the manpower, the drones, the capacity of law enforcement to keep an eye on the river bodies has always been the big challenge. And a lot of effort and a lot of work has been done in that respect. But there's still a lot more to be done, and we are determined to continue doing that.
New directive, when a ministerial directive and answer presidential.
Well, I'm not too sure about new directive per se.
No, like you when a police want to say
that has always been that has always been the architecture for the enforcement regime when it comes to small galamsey and illegal small scale mining. But as I say, every now and again, you have to pause to review, which is what we have done, and which is why we are giving more impetus for the law enforcement apparatus of our country to be able to get on with this and get on with it in a national interest.
Do you believe, sir, a similar fight, BTC say, in 2020, NMA Mulusu, some constituencies in the mining areas, or just our narrative, Nidi?
I don't think that should be our consideration. At this stage, the consideration shouldn't be about elections or losing or winning seats or partisanship, none of that, because this matter goes beyond MPP, NDC, and it goes beyond votes. It's very much a matter that dwells on our very survival as a nation. And so that should be our attitude.
So Tintina said the fight, so I hear a bit lethargic. That criticism is there against your administration.
Well, I'm not going to quarrel with people who say that, but so far as I'm concerned, and so far as I know the president to be concerned, and so far as I know the government to be concerned, that is not our motivation. Our motivation is to work in the national interest, and to work in the national interest will mean that partisan electoral interest should be subservient to the national interest.
Honorable, my name is Bibiani. I'm a senior by the Dinkomobio. Why?